Good morning. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. 6-day state funeral of Iran's former supreme leader Ayatollah Sayyed Ali Khamenei to begin in Tehran today. 8 people associated with Pakistan-based terror outfit Jaish-e-Mohammed arrested in India. Conservative leader Keiko Fujimori wins Peru's presidential election. Argentina enter round of 16 after defeating Cabo Verde in a thrilling 3-2 encounter at Miami in FIFA World Cup. Colombia and Egypt also cruise into pre-quarterfinals. And Novak Djokovic equals Roger Federer's record at Wimbledon by notching 105th career victory. And now the news in detail. In Iran, preparations are underway for the 6-day state funeral of the former supreme leader, Grand Ayatollah Sayyed Ali Khamenei, which will begin in Tehran today. The authorities expect millions of mourners to attend the ceremonies with extensive security and traffic arrangements in place. Senior Iranian leaders, military commanders and foreign dignitaries paid their respects to Ayatollah Ali Khamenei at Tehran's Grand Musalla yesterday. Among those present were President Masoud Pezeshkian, Parliament Speaker Mohammad Baghir Qalibaf, Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and Revolutionary Guards Commander Ahmad Wahidi. India was represented by Governor of Bihar, Lieutenant General Sayyed Atta Hasnain and Minister of State for External Affairs Pavitra Margarita. Among other foreign dignitaries were former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, Senior Chinese Representative He Wei, Afghanistan's acting Foreign Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi, and delegations from several countries. The funeral comes after Khamenei was killed in Israeli and US airstrikes on the 28th of February. The funeral procession will continue over the next few days before concluding with his burial in the holy city of Mashhad on the 9th of this month. Public mourning will continue for 40 days thereafter. Gujarat Anti-Terrorist Squad ATS has arrested 8 people associated with the Pakistan-based banned terror outfit Jaish-e-Mohammed. They were arrested from various districts of Gujarat and Madhya Pradesh in simultaneous operations yesterday. According to the Gujarat ATS, the accused were in touch with Pakistani handlers and actively working on behalf of Jaish-e-Mohammed to set up an active network in the state of Gujarat to further its terror activities. They were also working to translate the literature of Jaish-e-Mohammed into Gujarati and spread its ideology. A total of 254 pieces of literature, including the flag of Jaish-e-Mohammed, were recovered from the accused. The investigation also revealed financial links to the Pakistan-based terror group. The arrested individuals have been sent to a 14-day police remand. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and her French counterpart, Roland Lescure, co-chaired the India-France Economic and Financial Dialogue in Aix-en-Provence city yesterday. Both the ministers recognized the value of the French Development Agency's work in India for economic development and welcomed the prospects for future projects. The ministers have pledged to use the Economic and Financial Dialogue as the main platform for addressing economic, financial, technological, investment and trade matters between India and France. The United States is today marking the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. The celebration of 4th of July honors the signing of the American Declaration of Independence by country's founding fathers on this day in 1776, when the 13 American colonies formally declared their independence from British rule. The historic milestone, known as the Semiquincentennial or America 250, will be commemorated with nationwide celebrations, including parades, military flyovers, concerts, historical reenactments, and fireworks displays. Major events are lined up in Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia, where the declaration was adopted. Observed as a federal holiday, Independence Day is among the United States' most significant national celebrations, with fireworks becoming one of its defining traditions. Major cities will be hosting elaborate firework displays that attract thousands of spectators, while smaller communities organize local events. On the occasion, President Donald Trump announced pardons for 11 people, including a former business partner of Washington lobbyist Jack Abramov and 9 individuals convicted in cases related to bypassing vehicle emissions control systems. This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. In Peru, conservative leader Keiko Fujimori has been declared the winner of the presidential runoff election. 51-year-old Fujimori, daughter of former President Alberto Fujimori, was contesting for the post of president for the fourth time. She is set to become Peru's 9th president in the past 10 years when she assumes office later this month. The country's top election authority formally certified her victory yesterday. Fujimori defeated Sanchez in the 7th of June runoff after both candidates emerged ahead of the 33 other candidates in the first round of voting held in April. Crime was a key issue in the election, with voters expressing concern over rising extortion and violence by organized criminal gangs. During her campaign, Fujimori pledged to tackle crime with an iron fist. Multiple wildfires continue to burn across parts of Spain and France following a prolonged spell of record-breaking heat that has left vegetation parched and intensified drought conditions across southern Europe. In Spain, a large wildfire that broke out yesterday in northeastern region of Catalonia remains out of control, with around 2,300 hectares of land destroyed. Nearly 10,000 residents in several municipalities of Girona province have been evacuated or advised to remain indoors, while several roads have been temporarily closed. No casualties have been reported. The recent heat wave has been linked to at least 3,700 excess deaths in France, Belgium and the Netherlands, while Spain has separately reported more than 1,000 heat-related deaths since late June. In the FIFA World Cup, Argentina beat Cabo Verde 3-2 after extra time in a thrilling round of 32 match at Miami Gardens in the US to enter the round of 16. Earlier, Egypt advanced after defeating Australia 4-2 in a penalty shootout at Arlington in the US. We have a report.
Defending champions Argentina survived a major scare against Cabo Verde, a nation of just over 5 lakh people, before booking their place in the round of 16. Lionel Messi put Argentina ahead in the 29th minute with his 7th goal of the tournament and the 20th World Cup goal of his career in his 30th appearance across 6 editions. Diroy Duarte restored parity for Cabo Verde in the 59th minute, forcing the match into extra time. Lisandro Martinez gave Argentina the lead once again, but Sidney Lopes Cabral produced a stunning equalizer to keep the underdog's dream alive. The decisive moment came in the 111th minute when Cristian Romero's header from a Messi corner deflected off Dina Borges and into the net for an own goal, sealing Argentina's dramatic victory. Earlier, Australia and Egypt were tied 1-1 after regulation time and goalless extra time before Egypt prevailed 4-2 in the penalty shootout to register their first ever World Cup knockout stage victory. Argentina will now face Egypt in the round of 16 on Tuesday. Manik from Sports Desk for Akashvani News.
In another encounter, Colombia defeated Ghana 1-0 in the final round of 32 match at Kansas City Stadium in the US to book their place in the next round. In tennis, Novak Djokovic equaled Roger Federer's all-time men's singles record for the most match wins at Wimbledon by notching his 105th career victory. The 7-time champion Djokovic achieved this milestone by defeating France's Arthur Rinderknecht 7-5, 6-4, 1-6, 7-6 on centre court to enter the pre-quarterfinals of the tournament. And in men's cricket, the second T20 international between India and England will be played in Manchester today. The match will begin at 7 this evening, Indian time. The opening game of the 5-match series was abandoned due to rain at Chesterley Street. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. 6-day state funeral of Iran's former supreme leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei to begin in Tehran today. 8 people associated with Pakistan-based terror outfit Jaish-e-Mohammed arrested in India. Conservative leader Keiko Fujimori wins Peru's presidential election. Argentina enter round of 16 after defeating Cabo Verde in thrilling encounter 3-2 at Miami in FIFA World Cup. Colombia and Egypt also cruise into pre-quarterfinals. And Novak Djokovic equals Roger Federer's record at Wimbledon by notching 105th career victory. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.